So what does wellness mean to you? Welcome to another edition of Wellness Wednesdays podcast. I am your host, Eric Collard. This week, I say this every week, but that we have a special guest, but this week is extra special. It's a lady that without her, I literally would not be here today. We're talking with my lovely mother, Giselle Collard. She's, she's been an inspiration to many, including myself. She's done in the wellness sphere, she's done a lot of fitness stuff. Probably one of the fittest 60-year-old ladies I know. And we're going to talk about it all, how she got started, what she's doing now, and obviously what wellness means to her. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
A lot of people that follow this podcast know a little bit about my mother. She's been on this earth for a few years, and she enjoys being outdoors now, I think, more than training, if I could say so myself. So what is your current wellness routine?
I wake up early in the morning to go and enjoy the early weather in the morning with my dog. I go and walk for an hour and a half in the morning before work, whatever is the weather. Sometimes it's really pouring rain, but I just enjoy it. And as soon as at lunch, I come back from work to have dinner with my dog and go for a small walk or just enjoy his presence. And I do exactly the same thing after work around 5, go for another walk, an hour and a half. And after that, like I say, when I was in the army, I retired in my quarter.
Do you think, Bo, your dog is a big catalyst for your wellness?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. For me, it's if I didn't have him, probably I will not enjoy the outdoor as much as I do right now. It's a kind of keep me on my toes on regarding my fitness and everything like that. He is a good runner. I would like to enjoy more to run with him, but because he has a cardiac issue, cannot run for long, and it's a little bit disappointing, but it's a matter of, on weekend, we go for hiking together and compensate as well, very well.
Okay. And what made you love the outdoors so much? Is it the dog? Is it something you had before?
And my father, in my family, we were raised in the country, and my father was a really guy who enjoyed the outdoors. He was all the time in the forest, in the wood, doing all kind of stuff. It was just walking. In that time, we didn't call it hiking, but that's what he was doing. He was fishing, hunting, and everything like that. And we went with him. We had also a kind of a small cottage, not to say chalet, yeah, in Quebecois, in Lac Saint-Jean. And it was all the time, the crazy time of the year when we could go there for 2 weeks and just get lost in the wood and have fun. And that was go swimming in the lake. We were the only chalet on the lake. And that was very fun. And after that, I keep that going, and I raise my kids a lot in the outdoor. Try to train, teach them a lot of sports, also outdoor sports like hockey, shin hockey, and toboggan, and that kind of stuff, and running. Then I guess it's my life, and I don't see me getting older without going outdoor, enjoying the sports outdoor.
Okay, and what sports are you currently enjoying outdoors?
Running, hiking. I love hiking, whatever, and snowshoeing. I love snowshoeing. You know, I'm not fast at anything, but I enjoy it very much because I can take the time to look around and hear the bird and like my little granddaughter say, "Oh, look, Grandma Gigi, there is a frog there." Just notice little details in the wood that change every day that we don't notice if we don't go.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people think of wellness as, you know, running faster or having a max heart rate. But I think especially as I'm getting older, you know, wellness is seeing a lot of the little things in life, you know, enjoying a walk with your dog or, yeah, seeing a frog in the park or seeing the leaves change color and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's to enjoying the nature. The nature is our friend, and we right now is, as we grow older, it's become more friendly for me.
It's your second home?
Oh yes, it is my second home. Even if I could, you know, if I had the security, as we get older, we are less secure in the wood because we are more getting more fragile. But I wouldn't mind to go in the wood, have a small cabin there, and just retire there with my books and my dog. Like, I'm a grizzly Adam woman.
Cool. And to go back to some of the more active stuff you did, how did you get started in the world of triathlon?
Oh, I start by running, really. And after that, I did some duathlon. I moved to the duathlon, and I did the World Duathlon Championship 3 years in a row in Australia, in Newfoundland. And after that, my oldest son, Patrick, told me, he said, Mom, he did an Ironman in Arizona. And he came back from that, and he said, you know, you have raised your kid by yourself. You should be, you can do an Ironman. It's just a matter of training and you're tough, you're determined, then you should do that. And I was worried a little bit, but I decided to return to swimming, took some course to be able to breathe, which I lost with the years. And I registered for, it's funny, I didn't do very much small, short triathlon like sprint or Olympic. I went for an Ironman. I did my first Ironman, and after that, I tried to do, I did a couple Olympic and half Ironman. And after my first Ironman, Eric said that he wanted to do one. He went to visit, to watch me in Florida with Patrick, and he was inspired to do an Ironman himself. Then he decided to do one. Then I started to train more and more with my boys, for triathlon, more Olympic and half, and we keep going. And I'm not completely retired. I'm still thinking of doing some half or Olympic. It's not done. It's just a matter of time because I had an accident in a triathlon a couple of years ago, and I have issue with my neck now. But I'm recovering, and it's just a matter of time. I'm very determined to do another one.
You talked about the Ironman. It is very inspiring, having been there and having you watched it, having watched finishing, you know, in some, you know, in a long time. It's a long time that you spend out there, but it's very, very inspiring. And actually, that's what kind of put me over the hump so that I can, because, I mean, it's always fun. They're like, oh, cool, you're going to do an Ironman. But to actually sit down and say, no, I'm going to do it, and here's my plan and stuff, it kind of, that your Ironman was definitely a catalyst for me. A pretty cool story I remember, and I'd like to hear it in your words, is you got injured the week before your Ironman. Can you tell us what happened?
Oh, my God. It's quite a story. Yeah. I was in Florida, and I went there earlier than maybe 2 weeks before the Ironman to train a little bit, to do my tapering in 1 week. And I met a German guy who was with an Ironman too. He was doing the Ironman Florida. We went for on the highway for cover the distance of the bike ride. And about 40K, I was putting my bottle in my rack on my bike, and I didn't see there was a deer on the road, on the side of the road, not quite on the side, but on the line, white line, if you could say. I didn't see him. By the time I saw that deer, I was down, completely down, and I kind of been projected right in the middle of the two-way road. Oh my God, Dan.
So was this deer alive? Was it moving?
No, it wasn't moving. It wasn't moving. It's me who was moving and moving in this direction. I didn't see it.
So basically, let me get this clear. So you hit a dead deer on the side of the road. Okay.
Yeah, we have to be very clumsy to do that. Yeah. But trust me, I can do that.
Yeah.
Then I wake up at the hospital with, I had to have surgery on my elbow because it was open up to the bone. And I pulled a muscle in my groin, but I couldn't lift my leg at all. But 4 days later, I was lucky because the doctor was doing the Ironman too that weekend. And I could, then I did the Ironman, but it was very, very funny because the guy who gave you the bike to start the bike ride, you had to wait there for almost 5 minutes because I couldn't get onto my bike. I had to sit almost put that on the side, and he said, hey, you have to go on it, otherwise you're going to be disqualified. I finally get on my bike. Let me tell you, I didn't get out of my bike before the 180K because I wouldn't have been able to get back on it again. But after that, it went well. It was, I'm proud of myself to have pursued the Ironman. It was a long, long Ironman. It's bad for sometime age grouper, because we are longer on the road than the pro or the pro age grouper. You can imagine you're there for 16 hours. For some, it's half of this. But for me, I was there for 16 hours. And it was pretty long for somebody. And worse, because I was injured. But I discovered a lot of myself into it. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, you can really go through your depths of the mind in 16 plus hours. Yeah. What was the biggest lesson for you from the Ironman?
I knew that I could do my philosophy of life, nothing is impossible. I never give up. But with this Ironman, I thought a lot about my father who died a couple of years before, who was a very, very determined man and stubborn in one way. And I had a lot of it too. Then I discover myself and I say, well, if I can do it, I'm tough enough to go through life without any issue. Giselle, it's up to you to be happy and go through everything that life throws at you. And that's the lesson I have. I receive from that Ironman because I spend a lot of hours with myself. Then my happiness, I'm the only one who can have it.
It's true. Your happiness really depends on you more than anything. A lot of people look for outside stuff for it, like, you know, a new car, a new house, a new whatever. But yeah, if you're not happy on the inside, it's going to be very hard. It doesn't matter how much money or how much time or whatnot. That's one nice thing about having done an Ironman is you feel like you can do just about anything after. It is pretty inspiring that way. You're like, oh, I just did an Ironman. I can go and do an ultramarathon or go, you know, build a house or do whatever. Because you feel like, it's just get down to it and get it done.
Yeah.
You, obviously, being a single mother in your early, 30s. Well, late 20s and early 30s and stuff, you weren't as active. How did you get back into it? And I remember someone might have been a smoker too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's true. I'll get back to it. After I left the hospital, because when I was director of the hospital, it was a pretty demanding job. Then I moved in the country, if you can call that country, in the Castleman, but not in the village in itself, really in the Cambridge County. And I decided to go. I had a dog at that time also, which was a CJ. And we went for running in the morning and start with back with 3K, 4K, 5K. And in the winter, I went for snowshoe. And at Christmas time, I went with snowshoe with you, Eric, and Patrick. We went at midnight at Christmas time and
still remember that. Yeah,
it was so a joyful moment for me that I just say, I keep going. That's what I love, training and enjoying the outdoor. Then that's the way I started again. It's 1997. You just left Fort Mount Allison. I was by myself. Patrick was in Ohio and...
Idaho, but yeah.
Yeah, in Idaho.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then I say, it's time for me to get back to me, to myself, what I am. Yeah. And that's what I... Because my focus was as much as on you than before, but I was on myself, alone. Then, not feeling lonely, but alone. Then I just decided to do something with myself, and that's what I did. And since then... I never stopped. Now it's just to enjoy more the, like you say, halter distance, because it's you can pace yourself, you can enjoy what's surrounding you. That's the way I started back to return, because when I was young, I was very, very, very active up to I got married.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's a very common timeline for people. You know, they're active as a kid. And then high school or something takes over, or life takes over, and then they get married, they have kids. Kind of that takes up a lot of time. It does take a little bit of commitment to keep that going. And then when they reach the empty nest, then they go back to what they enjoyed, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. What are some tips for especially for older adults? How would you tell them to get back into it? Any tips for people that are looking to get into new activities or old activities at 40, 50, 60?
Start slowly, but with something that you like. And try everything that makes you happy. Even if it's for 15 minutes walk, try to go outdoor a little bit more. Now in the area where I am, I see a lot of people, old people. I mean, not all, but maybe, you know, in the 60s, 70s, who start to take a walk in the morning and at night. And I find it just marvelous. They go and walk and talk, enjoy the outdoor.
It's funny because I used to think walking was boring.
Yeah,
and
me
then
too.
Especially because I used to run, well, not everywhere, but I used to run a lot more. And then now I actually enjoy walking, especially, you know, when I come back here and walk Bo or something, or even after a long day, just go for a walk around the neighborhood. It's very mentally soothing.
Yeah. Or go and take a bike ride. I go when my granddaughter comes here. I just bought her a small bike because I say she has to do that. And I just watch her, and she's a natural. And I say, well, I should go back on the bike more often and do some bike ride. And I went on the mountain bike a couple times on the path in the wood here. And that it starts slowly, but something that you like, then usually it never fails. And you go progressively and enjoy it. Don't go too fast and they say, oh, I'm going to go and run for 30 minutes and see. It's to go slowly, go around for 10 minutes. If you have to walk a bit and walk faster and start to run, and you have to do that progressively. Otherwise, it's a kind of a burst of a thing you want to do, but you're pushing too hard right at the beginning. You're going to miss the point completely.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people are goal-driven, so... You know, some people are like, well, no, I'm only going to run if I'm running a marathon, you know, or I'm only going to run if I'm running, you know, a triathlon or something. So sometimes, like, these days, I'm just enjoying being active for the sake of being active. But, a lot of people they need a big goal to get out the door. Because it is tough, and I was talking to a friend about this. It's tough to go from zero to even... You know, just from zero to the, like, just to get off the couch, because if you're so used to it. But I think walking is a good start. But You're right. Like you have to really enjoy what you did. Or yeah. what you're doing.
But you can set your goal towards yourself too. You don't have to set your goal all the time towards other people. Like because you see somebody running and you're going fast, you say, I would like to be fast like that. Yeah. So then your goal setting should be first of all to go outdoor the yeah. first time and go and run 5 minutes. And appreciate the fact that you did that the first day, then say, I'm going to go the second day, the third day. And you don't have to do the 7 days a week. You have as long as you... Goal setting towards yourself. And as we get older, or maybe could be personality driven also, I don't set my goal to compete with other people anymore. I was at the beginning trying to be as fast as my son. I will never have reached that goal in a way. It was a failure right at the beginning.
It's a good goal to be.
Yeah. But now it's just if I go and I say, well, I did that in 144, I'm going to do that the next time in 142 or yeah. 143. And I minimize I don't go 144 and I'm going to do that in 130 yeah. next time. Yeah. It's just I minimize the time yeah. between. It's more...
Well, now the good thing is you're getting older. It's not about the time. It's just about finishing because you're pretty much the only person in your age group or close to it. So
yeah,
it's a war of attrition.
Yeah. In the last 2 years, I got medaled for all the time for the first in my age group because I'm the only one. Then there is no merits into it, but okay. there is pride.
Well, there is.
There is pride into
yeah.
it.
You're still doing it. A lot yeah. of you, again, it's one of that the old sentiment that you lap everyone on the couch, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing we'll talk about, and then I'll let you go because I know you have a busy day. You came and helped us at the Raid the Leg SBZ this summer. What was your experience like? Like to be an assistant and to see incredible, like beautiful spaces and then incredible athletes. Like, what was your experience like?
Oh, it was a really beautiful week. It was very impressive. I really enjoy it. You know, it was a busy time because we were all the time removing the bike from the car or bringing food to you and or cleaning the bike and stuff like that. But we had the time also to go and sit just beside the river and look at the current of the river going down. But the athlete was impressive also. Some were very, very strong. But there was a kind of a camaraderie between them that was just fun. Everybody was... enjoying their time, even if they were fatigued after a 10-hour day on the canoe or on the bike or on the run, they were all the time something. And it gave us the chance also to see the Gaspésie. Carleton-sur-Mer is just, I will return there. It's quiet. I had the chance to go and walk on the side of this, on the beach, and very amazing. Amazing. It's a place to see. And I would never be able to do 300K for sure. I know I don't have the strength to do that. You have to be very, very strong to do portage or the canoe. God, the canoe will be.
And that's probably, it's yeah, that was probably the toughest. And yeah, it's not the most glamorous and it's definitely not the most fun, but
no,
it's part of it, unfortunately.
No, that's part of it. It's yeah. kind of the old adventure, but I really enjoy it. And but the 150, I think, what's done by most were women. It was just impressive.
See, yeah, there's a lot of women.
A lot of women in the 150. Yeah. And it's something to, I don't think I will do it because it's too demanding for me. And at my age, I don't want to break anything, really. But it's something to do, really. It's for 2 years in a row that you did that. And
I think we're done.
Yeah. But I was glad. I was very happy that you asked me to be your assistant. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
All the time I was there to assist you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely an experience, and it's fun to be able to experience. Obviously, I experienced it with my brother, and I now experience it with my mother. It's tough that, it's tough to describe, because I'd be like, oh, so what was the race like? Well, you know, like it's, this one wasn't as good for me as the last one, but, well, yes and no, but it's one of those things that it's very hard to describe because there's so much involved. Obviously the multi-sport, and obviously, yeah, you're right, like the teamwork, and also outside of your team, everyone that's there is pretty friendly. Like no one's out there like, oh, I'm going to kick your ass today. It's more like, hey, let's just go out for a little run or a little canoe or something. And very friendly. If you forget something or if you need something, most people are very happy. I mean, triathlon's a little bit like this, but I think this is the next level. Like if they can help you in any way, they will. And it's, yeah. And you chat with people in the morning, you chat about strategy, about your maps, about, you know, what the day was like yesterday, what you ate and all that stuff. So yeah, it was very, I think I'm going to do a smaller one this following year, with another friend. And, but yeah, it's plus it goes back to what we talked about earlier about your love of outdoors. You're literally in the middle of nowhere, especially in that area, because it is sparsely populated. It's beautiful, but you're literally in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
And if you get lost, it's kind of cool, but also kind of scary, because especially there, you can get really hurt. It's fairly gnarly, terrain. So, but that's kind of part of the fun.
Yeah, I was feeling for the guy who got lost on the first day, and everybody was in by 6 o'clock, and the poor team, there was a team or two, and they got lost in the wood to go and find a checkpoint.
Yeah.
And they came back at 10:30 at night, completely. Very tired, and they were not sure they will do. They will continue to, but they did the next day. But you know, get lost 4 hours and a half in the wood looking for your way to go. It could be scary.
Yeah, it's and it is mentally tough. I mean, any long distance, any endurance sport is very mentally tough. I find more. So, I mean, obviously there's some physical component. It's hard to but the mental is tough. And I think that's where having good genes from you in the mental toughness part really helped. Because again, it's like we're not I think my brother and I are not the most gifted athletes, but we just keep going at it, and we would have been able to finish. One more question before we go. And I ask this of all my guests. What does wellness mean to you?
Be in harmony. Body and mind.
Okay.
It's really, for me, it's that. And in the nature, because that's life. Life is the human body and mind in the nature, which is a gift that we should enjoy more and more. And unfortunately, that we, we don't do that. But we should aim towards it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like being outdoors, I mean, there's been tons of research on it. It just, and there's no one really knows exactly why, but is it the fresh air? Is it the green stuff? Is it, what is it? But it's truly helped a lot of people. Thank you very much. I know you're not the most active person on social media, but I'll put a link to your Facebook. I know you're on Twitter, but you don't actually use it. And but thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
And this has been another edition of Wellness Wednesdays. I'm your host, Eric Collard. Stay tuned for another episode next week. We will have another incredible guest talk about all aspects of wellness. Have a good week.